7 o'clock. Here's the news.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President-elect Donald Trump has begun building his new administration by selecting the first female White House Chief of Staff. Susie Wiles served as his campaign manager. Correspondent Robert Costa.
She is seen as someone who is soft-spoken but forceful. She has been through brutal political battles in Florida and nationally. And most importantly to Trump, the president-elect, she is someone he really trusts.
CBS News projects Mr. Trump has added another battleground state to his win column. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Nevada hasn't gone for a Republican presidential candidate since 2004, when voters went for George W. Bush. Trump had made explicit appeals to the hundreds of thousands of service workers who underpin Nevada's large tourist economy, promising to end taxes on tips and overtime.
In Southern California, a raging wildfire has now damaged or destroyed almost 200 homes and burned more than 20,000 acres. This man in Camarillo is among the newly unhoused.
A devastation. I lost everything. The home I was in, I rented for 5 years, and it's completely wiped out.
Governor Newsom's declared a state of emergency between L.A. and Santa Barbara. The mayor of Amsterdam calls it an explosion of anti-Semitism. Police say Israeli soccer fans were attacked by pro-Palestinian protesters after a match between an Israeli and Dutch team, the BBC's Anna Holligan.
It looks as though the fans were ambushed as they left the stadium here in Amsterdam. The police have launched a major investigation into multiple violent incidents. So far, it's known that 5 people have been taken to hospital, 62 people have been arrested.
Officials here in the U.S. looking into racist text messages sent to black people in at least 10 states. David Williams got one.
Greeting, David. You've been selected to pick cotton at the nearest plantation in Atlanta.
Many made references to slavery, too. Officials in Kenosha, Wisconsin believe school staffers may have prevented a mass shooting at an elementary school. Police Chief Patrick Patton says a teenager with a gun tried to get into the building.
We can confirm that this was not just a suspicious individual. We believe that this was actually an armed suspect with a handgun or with a firearm, and there is no legitimate reason to enter the school.
13-year-old was arrested. In Argentina, officials have charged 3 people in connection with the death of Liam Payne. They say one was a companion, another a drug dealer, and a third a hotel staffer who allegedly supplied the former One Direction singer with cocaine. S&P futures are down 6. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 13-year-old student was arrested in Kenosha yesterday after attempting to bring a rifle into Roosevelt Elementary. Police are crediting school staff for preventing a potential tragedy. Kenosha Unified School District Superintendent Jeffrey Weiss talked about the kid dressed in black carrying a black bag.
This individual came around to the front door, buzzed the office to be let in, and there are 2 doors when I talk about a secured entrance. Our staff were able to see that this individual looked nervous and suspicious. They confronted that individual. The individual got nervous and fled the building.
The suspect was arrested later in the afternoon following a community-wide search and holds at all county schools. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley released a statement about the incident, saying she's thankful for school staff in Kenosha for preventing a young person with a firearm from entering the building. Racine County is gearing up for a packed Veterans Day weekend. The celebration begins with a classic fish fry and bingo tonight, followed by a Memorial 5K run walk and the Veterans Day Expo event tomorrow. Monday's events include a Veterans Day ceremony and the dedication of a POW/MIA chair of honor. And the Racine Zoo has announced the passing of Mac the giraffe. The towering attraction died due to age-related health issues, including arthritis. Mac arrived at the zoo in 2008 and celebrated his 19th birthday this past August, surpassing the average life expectancy for the male Maasai giraffe. Zoo officials are expressing their sadness over his loss, highlighting the joy he brought to visitors over the years. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks beat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz last night in Milwaukee. That ended the Bucks' six-game losing streak. Now tonight, they're in New York to play the Knicks at Madison Square Garden before returning here when seven of their next eight games are at home. Doc Rivers asked, was it important to finally get a W?
Yeah, you know, it was a home game. We've lost two home games, so really important for us to win this game. We go back out on the road, and then when we come back, we get to actually stay at home.
College hoops, the Badgers with a 79-67 victory over Montana State. Guard John Blackwell on Wisconsin finding a variety of ways of putting up points.
We try to get to the free throw line as much as possible. Like last game, I think we were in double bonus early, and this game we were in double bonus. So whatever we can do to get free points from the line, I mean, we're trying to do that.
The state high school volleyball tournament going on in Green Bay. Middleton versus Hamilton tonight for the boys' state title. Girls' semifinals today with their state title game tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Clouds increasing in the afternoon, 55. And then rain tomorrow night into Sunday. Rain will end by Sunday afternoon with a high on Sunday near 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
So it's been 15 years since I've done stand-up. And when I decided to do this special, a friend of mine was at my house. And I told him I'm going to do stand-up again. And he said, really? And I said, yeah, I was hoping for more of a really, but it was really. And I said, yes, why? And he said, well, do you think you're still relatable? And he said, well, I mean, your life has changed so much. And I said, I know, but I still think I'm relatable. And anyway, just then, Batu, my butler, stepped into the library. And he announced that my breakfast was ready. And I said, we'll continue this conversation another time. So I'm sitting in the solarium eating my breakfast, and I was on my third or fourth bite of cube pineapple that Batu was feeding me. And I said, Batu, I'm not hungry. I've lost my appetite. My friend has really upset me by what he said. And he said, well, then I shall draw you a bath, ma'am. And anyway, I get out of the tub, and Batu had forgotten to put the towel next to the tub again. So I had to do that bath mat scoot all the way across the bathroom to get to the towel. And you can imagine how big the bathroom is. It's like I'm doing the bath mat scoot. And then I stopped and I was like, oh my God, this is relatable.
Saw Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. I just love that name, Sam the Sham. He's just telling you what he is, a sham. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, Wooly Bully at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. This is odd but true. A 91-year-old yogurt enthusiast. Guy loved yogurt. He passed away. He went viral in 2019 for inadvertently eating paint, thinking it was his beloved yogurt. How do you make that mistake? Don't you notice that the texture might be a little different? Even the smell might be different? Local news and timeless hits at WRJN, his gallery, and...
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion in my soul. Baby, you and me have got something that's real. I know it's going.
One more song, Gallery. I think it was I Believe in You was one of their other songs. That was about it for them. Nice to be with you. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Last year, Carly Waddell, remember her from The Bachelor? Anyway, she went to the Tisch School of the Arts with Lady Gaga. And she says Gaga was annoying because during lunch every day, she'd be on the piano and singing. In other words, you get a free concert from Lady Gaga every single day at lunch. And that's annoying. Dick Recep is coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to talk about the high school football playoff thing, where the brackets are right now. That's coming up in just a few moments here. Right now, I've got Johnny Rivers.
Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Bob Uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'll call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge.
country, she would wave at me goodbye. With her rehome drops on her cheek, that trickle from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Rivers, Memphis, 716 WRJN, local news and timeless hits. This may be irony or maybe even karma. A hotel valet in Baltimore stole an Audi RS7 for a joyride from one of the people at the hotel, and then he got carjacked at gunpoint. I think that's karma. I really do. All right. We've got tickets to give away right now. Got another pair of tickets to give away to Secondhand News coming to Memorial Hall. An incredible Fleetwood Mac tribute show. It's coming up Friday, November 22th from 8 until 10 p.m. right down the block here at Memorial Hall, downtown Racine. If you want to go and you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give a call right now, 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN, 262-634-9756. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give a call. From all the calls, I'll just plunk down on one of them and give them a pair of tickets to see Secondhand News at Memorial Hall, and I plunked on you. What's your first name? Hello?
Hello, this is Mark.
Mark, how are you doing this morning, Mark?
Good, good. Very good.
Where are you calling from? What town?
Racine.
Is that Racine, Wisconsin, or Racine, Texas?
Racine.
Okay. I don't know. There might be a Racine, Texas for a line. Texas has so many cities in it. Who knows? All right, Mark, we got a pair of tickets, our last final pair of tickets to give you to Secondhand News coming to Memorial Hall, and that will be on Friday, November 22nd from 8 till 10 o'clock. Hold on the line, Mark, okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
Don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are, my friend. All right, Dick Graceffa coming up in just a moment to talk about the high school playoff situation. That's straight ahead at WRJN. But first,
on your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After signing a multi-picture deal with Lionsgate, Taylor Sheridan is turning out TV shows at an alarming rate, such as Tulsa King, Yellowstone, The Mayor of Kingstown, 1883, 1923, and Lioness. Lioness, in particular, just became the fourth biggest premiere on Paramount Plus. The show found its way into 3 million homes in the first 7 days of its release a couple weeks ago. The show stars Zoe Saldana, Nicole Kidman, Morgan Freeman, and Michael Kelly, and is supposedly based on the CIA's actual Lioness program. If you like high-powered weaponry, military jargon, and lots of gunfire, this is the show for you. Warner Brothers Discovery is reporting that its streaming or direct-to-consumer service is booming as its theatrical business declines. The studio says it's gained over 7 million subscribers in the third quarter alone for this year, according to Screen Daily. This is the biggest gain ever for subscribers that has been reported since the launch of Max in 2020. Everyone is chasing Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete Schwabba every weeknight, 6 to 8 o'clock, on our sister station, AM 540 WAUK.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Fleetwood Mac Tribute Act Secondhand News. Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall. Hear spot on recreations of the Rumors era when Fleetwood Mac ruled the airwaves. Tickets for Secondhand News Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. As the colder months approach, treat yourself to a warm and cozy dessert. Enjoy mouth-watering cobbler fresh from the oven, topped with rich vanilla bean ice cream. Or embrace the season with freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls, perfect for the chilly days ahead. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Dick Recep joining us right now, our high school play-by-play announcer, and he has a lot of explaining to do how these playoffs are happening and why there's no game tonight, and there may be a game next week. So, Dick, why don't you take it away? First of all, why is there no game tonight on WRJN?
Yeah, Dan, good morning again.
Did you say Dan?
Yeah, the reason,
wait, well,
the reason we
hold
don't
on, hold on,
have
hold
a
hold game. On. Hello, did you say Dan?
I might have said Dan by mistake instead of Don.
We know each other for about 20 years.
Yes.
All right, Dick, go ahead.
So the game's at Horlick Field tonight, and the Racine Raiders have they started an initiative 2 years ago where they carry high school games from Horlick. So they have the game tonight, okay? This is a level 3 game. If St. Catharines wins tonight, they'll play a level 4 game next week at a neutral site, and I'm guessing it'll be at least 2 hours away. We would carry that game next week, and I'm guessing they're going to play, they'll probably more than likely play lacrosse Aquinas. So the rule is when it goes to a neutral site, they try to go halfway between the two schools. So that's why I'm anticipating it'll be a good hour and a half, 2 hours away from Racine. But we would carry that game next week.
You know, I remember once when I was with John Weiser, who was doing our play-by-play at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the game was in Baraboo, and we drove up there. I drove with him, and we drove up there, and we brought our van, our radio van, right onto the field, right on the sidelines. And I told, because I didn't want to park a half a mile away and lug all the equipment. So I told the one of the officials there, I said, no, we have to because we need the van for our broadcast, which we didn't. But I wasn't going to schlep all this equipment a half a mile. So anyway, that's when we did. Okay, so who is left and how many games do we have left in the season?
Okay, so St. Catharines is the last team we have left. So if they lose tonight, that'll be it until basketball season starts, which would be the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. My first game will be Heritage Christian at the Prairie School. I believe that's November 26th because Thanksgiving is late this year. And that's, so yeah, tonight, it all hinges on what happens tonight with St. Catharines. They're our last team left. Real quickly, I will tell you that last week in the level two game, Horlick had to go play the number one seed, and they scored with 30 seconds left and trailed by one. And rather than kick the extra point to tie it and send it into overtime, they went for two to try to win it, and they didn't get it. So they lost 28-27. That would have been probably the upset in level two last week because the team they played was the defending state champions also. So a lot of credit to Horlick last week for that. Must have been an exciting game at Lake Geneva Badger.
Yeah, those two-point conversions are very tough.
Very tough.
Sometimes they work, sometimes, because you're so close, and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
Okay, so no game today, and if St. Catharines wins next, if they win this tomorrow, tonight rather, then the game will be played next week at a neutral field about 2 hours away. We will cover that game if St. Catharines wins tonight.
Yes, unless they were to tell me they can't accommodate people, but usually the games are hosted by schools that have ample press boxes, very large press boxes. So
you tell them to call me. I'll straighten it out.
I will.
I know people. I know people. I'll get this thing fixed. I don't know anybody, but I'll get it fixed.
Okay.
All right, Dick. We'll talk to you next week, my friend. Hopefully, St. Catharines will pull out a win tonight, and we'll have a game next week.
Okay. Thanks, Don.
Thank you, Dick. Dick Graceffa doing our play-by-play. It's 7:26 at WRJN. It is time for Paul Harvey now.
The rest of the story. Just getting safely from one place to another in the war-torn Bosnian capital of Sarajevo is no small task. You heard about the official motorcade that ran into trouble over there. Somebody lobbed a bomb at one of the cars and it landed in the street instead. There was a lot of smoke and debris. About a dozen bystanders were injured, none seriously. The mayor of Sarajevo, riding in the lead car, was furious, and he was scared. The motorcade stopped at City Hall. There were speeches. Next on the schedule was the National Museum and the governor's residence. However, the police commissioner and others in charge were wary after the morning's near miss. There must be, all agreed, a change of plans. Somebody suggested cancel the museum. Others nodded. Some said go straight to the governor's, much better. But better still, another advised, terminate the remainder of the schedule. The situation was completely too risky. But it was a Colonel Bardolph who, after listening to everyone else, finally decided what should be done. The motorcade would proceed as planned, with one exception. At a prescribed intersection, the cars would split up, taking the most important of the VIPs in a direction no terrorist could anticipate. The other authorities nodded, the motorcade resumed, and this is the rest of the story. Out there somewhere among the passers-by, a man is lurking, a man with a gun in his belt and murder on his mind. The world listens but does not hear, he has told himself, and yet after today, he vows, the world will hear. From his vantage point on Lettner Bridge, he can see up and down the boulevard. He knows the route the motorcade will take, a right turn on Franz Joseph Street. It's about time. He must hurry there. And there he stands in front of Schiller's food shop, reaching furtively inside his clothing to touch the weapon that lies concealed therein. And then right on schedule, according to plan, the motorcade turns down Franz Joseph Street. The man with the gun looks up. The cars in the motorcade are passing in perfect order, just as everyone had anticipated. The man steps forward, drawing his pistol. He is no more than 5 feet from his target when he fires twice. Two shots heard round the world 80 years ago today. June 28, 1914. For history recalls that then in the Bosnian city, ripped apart by strife even still, a man named Gavrilo Princip emerged from a crowd with a twitch of his finger, plunged the planet into war, the First World War. Yet so far-reaching were the ramifications of the assassination that day that we have all but forgot. The car carrying the doomed Austrian Archduke Franz Ferdinand was supposed to have turned the other way as the motorcade entered Franz Joseph Street. That was the safety precaution. That was the change of plans. But the Archduke's automobile instead followed the others, according to the original schedule. And World War I was ignited because... because for all of the carefully thought out, much discussed, last minute rearrangements, nobody had remembered to tell the one man who had to know, the Archduke Ferdinand's chauffeur. And now you know the rest of the story.
And we have another rest of the story coming up with Cindy Huber this afternoon, 12:05, a completely different one. Learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN. Call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, 731. Let's check news, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 13-year-old student was arrested in Kenosha yesterday after attempting to bring a rifle into Roosevelt Elementary. Police are crediting school staff for preventing a potential tragedy. Kenosha Unified School District Superintendent Jeffrey Weiss talked about the kid dressed in black carrying a black bag.
This individual came around to the front door, buzzed the office to be let in, and there are two doors when I talk about a secured entrance. Our staff were able to see that this individual looked nervous and suspicious. They confronted that individual. The individual got nervous and fled the building.
The suspect was arrested later in the afternoon following a community-wide search and holds at all county schools. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley released a statement about the incident, saying she's thankful for school staff in Kenosha for preventing a young person with a firearm from entering the building. Racine County is gearing up for a packed Veterans Day weekend. The celebration begins with a classic fish fry and bingo tonight, followed by a Memorial 5K run walk and the Veterans Day Expo event tomorrow. Monday's events include a Veterans Day ceremony and the dedication of a POW MIA Chair of Honor. And the Racine Zoo has announced the passing of Mac the Giraffe. The towering attraction died due to age-related health issues, including arthritis. Mac arrived at the zoo in 2008 and celebrated his 19th birthday this past August, surpassing the average life expectancy for the male Maasai giraffe. Zoo officials are expressing their sadness over his loss, highlighting the joy he brought to visitors over the years. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
So what do you think? Are some of our international customers trying to buy this calendar year before the Trump administration's in place? I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. One dairy analyst sees some of that activity. He'll explain next.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/no pests.
Right after the election, we saw a flurry of activity in a few of our commodities, but it didn't necessarily include dairy. That's according to Zach Bowers, broker analyst with EverAg out of Chicago.
Well, we could potentially see here up front, and I think that's kind of what our eyes are on, is, hey, are we going to see some front loading happening, right? We got a couple months before inauguration happens. Are you going to see some people load up on products? You know, is Mexico going to come in and load up on cheese here now, even if they think price is going lower, knowing that tariffs are probably coming? I think that's probably what we could see happen here. And then I think kind of just to flow right into that, whether they want to front load or not, we're the cheapest in the world on cheese perspective by 20 to 40 cents.
So is it price or position when it comes to dairy positioning right now? That's Zach Bowers, broker analyst with EverAg. Yesterday, the barrel cheese dropped a penny to $1.80. 40-pound block cheese was unchanged at $1.75. Double-A butter dropped a penny and a quarter to $2.66 and a quarter per pound. What's happening in overnight electronic trade? That's next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Well, there might be some profit taking on Wall Street this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently a little lower. December corn is unchanged, 428. March corn unchanged, 441. January beans are down 7.5 at 1019. November new crop next year beans down 7 at 1042. December wheat's down 3 at 568. July new crop wheat down 4.5 at 601. And December class 3 milk going into cheese up 21 cents right now at 1944 a hundredweight. Just a quick market snapshot on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Clouds increasing in the afternoon, 55. And then rain tomorrow night into Sunday. Rain will end by Sunday afternoon with a high on Sunday near 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Last year, I took my family whale watching because I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Iowa, where whale watching, it was not on the menu. You could go cow watching, which does not sound that good, but let me tell you something. When you go cow watching, you see some damn cows. And so that's what I thought whale watching was going to be like. I thought, well, someone knows where the whales are, and we're going to go there. We're going to watch them, right? That's what they call it. How can you miss them? Whales are so big. Well, whales are big, but you know what else is big? Pacific Ocean. It was $50 each to go on a 3.5-hour whale-watching excursion. We're going to be sick of looking at whales after 3.5 hours. And they don't tell you that three people are going to throw up the whole time. Seasick, right? And it turned out my daughter was the first person to throw up. She's 8, and we were 20 minutes in to the 3.5-hour trip. I know, I felt terrible. As a parent, I didn't see it coming. And, of course, her attitude about whale-watching, 180. As soon as she threw up, she was like, Daddy, I do not want to go whale watching anymore. I want to go back to the dock, make them turn the boat around. And then I had to explain to her, well, I'm sorry, honey, but everyone else paid to go whale watching. So now I'm explaining capitalism to an 8-year-old.
Don Rosen in the morning. W-R-J-N.
One of my favorite parts of the week, beside it being Friday and a weekend coming around, is Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters to talk about movies. And we're going to do that right now. And good morning, Brett. How are you?
Good morning, Don. I'm doing great.
Now, you told me earlier in the week that one of your favorite movies of the year is opening up. You really enjoyed it. And it's called what? The greatest.
Well, one of my.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, one of my favorite movies that's opening up this week is The Best Christmas Pageant Ever that was very well rated. You're talking about that one this weekend, right?
Right.
Yes. This is a delightful film, everyone. And I actually saw it a little earlier, and then I went with my family to go see it on a special sneak preview this weekend. And let me tell everyone, this is a delightful movie. And I wasn't the only one along with my family that really enjoyed this one. It is just a nice, wholesome family film. If you don't know that much about this movie, it is directed by Dallas Jenkins, who is the creator of and the producer of The Chosen series that has done tremendous in streaming and has also been at movie theaters the past couple years. Dallas Jenkins got together. This is a novel from the 1970s that was very popular. It was made into a TV movie in the early 80s, and now we have the best Christmas pageant ever that's being released this weekend. It's a faith-based film, but let me tell you this much. It's a Christmas story that takes place in a church because it centers around a nativity pageant. But other than that, it is just a wholesome family story that I think everyone will enjoy. It has great messages. And the whole idea is this whole Christmas community, this whole community was rallying around the fact that they were going to put on their traditional nativity pageant at the church. And lo and behold, kind of the outsiders, the neighbors that no one really kind of liked, that had misbehaving kids, all their kids decide that they're going to be involved in the Christmas pageant this year, and calamity ensues. And lo and behold, things change, and while the pageant isn't the same, certain things that are different turn out to be much, much better, and everyone learns a lesson from it. Now, not only did I enjoy it, not only did everyone I was in the theater with enjoy it, but if you look on Rotten Tomatoes right now, it has a fresh rating from the critics, but also has a 100% audience rating right now.
Wow.
Everyone that is going out, this is just regular audience members, everyone that's audience members that are going out to see this movie are really enjoying it. Again, it's a PG movie. Feel free to bring anyone in your family to go watch this movie. You'll enjoy it. It is a very nice holiday film that kicks off kind of Hollywood season right now this weekend, and that's the best Christmas pageant ever.
Now, on the complete other side of the spectrum, another movie's opening up this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Now, if that wholesome type of movie, that PG wholesome type of movie isn't what you want to go do, or maybe your family's doing something else and you need to put it off, you can go see a thriller that is getting great critical acclaim. This one is rated R. So this one is called Heretic. And let me tell you, this movie is terrifying. It stars Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant stars as this gentleman who two religious women come knocking at his door to evangelize. He draws them into his house. And from then on, it's a psychological thriller of a game of cat and mouse between Hugh Grant and these two women. And let me tell you, you will be on the edge of your seat for the entire movie. And I wasn't the only one that thought so, because Rotten Tomatoes has this as a 94% certified critics rating. People just go on and on about this movie. I remember when I saw the first extended cut of a scene, it was about a 6-minute scene, and it was captivating. I was on the edge of my seat. I was nervous. And let me tell you, the whole movie is like that. It pays off like that. The movie is rated R. It's called Heretic and stars Hugh Grant. And if you just want to be terrified, go see that movie this weekend. It is a gem at the box office.
So this is not the Hugh Grant we remember from all the romantic comedies, the rom-coms that he made, huh?
No, definitely not. He okay. shows his versatility as an actor in this one, and it is tremendous. So two great major new releases, yeah, differing from each other, the best Christmas pageant ever in Heretic, that are out this weekend.
Now, I saw a movie this past week with my wife. It got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. It also won an Academy Award at the last Academy Awards, and it was one of the best of the series I've ever seen. This series has 31 movies in it, more than James Bond, more than Scream, more than Friday the 13th. We're talking about Godzilla Minus One, Minus Color. I saw the black and white version, and I loved it. I thought it was great. My only quibble with it was Godzilla should have been on screen more, because when he's on screen, he is terrifying. There's one point where he makes direct eye contact with you on the screen, and it's like, whoa. Got a shiver there for a second. This is not a man in a rubber suit Godzilla. This they really put some money into, and they explain at the very beginning of the movie, they have the behind the scenes with the director and producer, and they say, we don't have the budget that Hollywood has, so we got to work with what we have. And that's why Godzilla's not on the screen a lot, because they can't afford it. But it was excellent. The best storyline I've ever seen of the Godzilla movie. The best acting. And it wasn't dubbed, which was probably better, because that dubbing never works. And if you ever get a chance to see it again, Godzilla. Now, I saw the Minus Color version. I saw the black and white. The theater was crowded. And we thought we were going to have some talkers in the theater, because they were really talking during the previews. Once the movie started, not a peep for 2 hours. It was that good. And the lady next to me was heavily into Godzilla, and she was, ooh, ooh. Even I, at one point, got on the edge of my seat, because it was very good. So I'm glad you guys brought it back for the 70th anniversary of Godzilla, and it was Godzilla Minus One. And real quickly, where the name comes from is the movie starts off right when the U.S. leveled Tokyo during World War II. It starts right at the end of World War II, right after Japan surrenders. Nagasaki and Hiroshima had the atomic bombs dropped on them, but Tokyo is just leveled. So the people there are living in cardboard boxes. There's no food. There's no jobs. They're at zero. They're just at zero with morale, and their country's down ground zero. And then Godzilla comes and steps ashore and makes it even worse, puts it to minus one. And that's where the title comes from. And, of course, the minus color means it's in black and white. So that was good. I had a great time on election night, and I felt good. It was a good movie, and I appreciate the markets bringing it back for a week. Because it was out, what, during the beginning of the summer or something?
It was actually last year at about this
time. Oh, that's
time.
Right.
Early December, it was released. It won an Oscar for Best Visual Effects, as you talked about, which is amazing considering, like you said, they had a lower budget than some other big Hollywood movies like this. And you and I can go on and on about this movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of excited because, you know, with any type of monster movie, they leave it open at the end.
Yes,
and they
see
someone coming back.
Yeah, I won't.
And I'll
yeah.
tell you, while I don't like that sometimes, in this case, I want to see another one from this crew. I'll tell you that much.
And you know what? The scream that Godzilla makes, you know, that horrible loud scream before he uses atomic breath on somebody, is the original scream from 1954. They took it from the original movie and just tweaked it, but that's the original Godzilla scream, which I kind of like hearing again because it's terrifying, especially when he makes eye contact with you. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about some special screenings you guys have coming up. You got to be aware of these things because they're a one-shot deal. So Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters, we'll talk about that coming up in just a moment. 7:46, we're looking for sunshine today with a high near 58 degrees tonight, partly cloudy, lows 44, partly sunny tomorrow. Time for the Christmas parade downtown Racine at 5:30. We'll talk about that after 8 o'clock with Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation. And early morning rain on Sunday, but a nice day later on. Partly sunny with a high near 59. 42, clear and sunny right here at Radio Park.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Your one-stop holiday shopping spot is Santa's Boutique. It sets up December 6th inside the Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine. Enjoy hot chocolate, cookies, and find great gifts from vendors like Tastefully Simple, Color Street, Avon, Paparazzi Jewelry, The Pampered Chef, Tupperware, Mary Kay, and more. Santa's Boutique at Fountain Hills Apartments, where you'll find something unique. Shop Friday afternoon, December 6th, 1 to 5 p.m. at Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Racine. Brought to you by Fountain Hills and Compassus Hospice.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall. Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation.
So good! So good!
Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max. Face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Fade.
It is fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
W-R-J-N. Okay, we've got Brett Hoffman on the line with us from Marcus Theaters. And Brett, you got a special screening coming up, and this is a big movie for the holiday season.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a big movie. It is opening up next weekend, November 15th. However, you can go check out this movie this Sunday afternoon. It is Red One. It is a terrific movie. It is a terrific action comedy movie. And, of course, it is holiday-themed. I think everyone is going to enjoy this one. Like I said, the movie is Red One, and it has a cast that is phenomenal. It has Dwayne Johnson, Chris Evans, and J.K. Simmons, along with Lucy Liu. And you're really going to enjoy this one. The whole idea is that Santa Claus, played by J.K. Simmons, is kidnapped. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, is part of his security force up at the North Pole, and he has to recruit Chris Evans to try to go find and track down who took Santa and why. The special effects in this one are great. The action is great, and the comedy is great, too. This is Red One. It comes out on November 15th, but this Sunday afternoon, go check it out at the Renaissance Cinema. You can see it early, and let me tell you, you'll be glad you did, because this is a tremendous movie, and really neat that companies right now are sneaking things out the weekend before for everyone to take a look and then hopefully tell their friends and family about what a great movie they saw early so that everyone can see it during the normal release date.
I'm glad they're bringing sneak previews back, because when I was a kid, they used to have them all the time, sneak previews. It doesn't mean you can sneak into the theater. It just means you're getting a sneak peek at the movie. Okay, now, starting today, for 1 week, you have Andrea Bocelli, The Celebration. What's that?
Yeah, Andrea Bocelli 30, The Celebration. This is a special week-long engagement that we have, and it is really interesting. So Andrea Bocelli did, basically, he honored his 30th anniversary as a performer, and what he did is he went to his hometown of Tuscany, Italy, and he did a series of concerts over 3 nights. They filmed the entire thing, and Andrea Bocelli, everyone loves his duet with Sarah Brightman for Time to Say Goodbye, but in this one, he actually brings up and has a lot of different pop artists as well do duets with him. And the list goes on and on. He's got everyone from Shania Twain to Ed Sheeran to Brian May, the guitarist from Queen, to Will Smith. And all these people come on stage with him and perform these duets. The music is breathtaking. The visuals are phenomenal. This is an excellent concert film for everyone to go see. And, of course, he's a tremendous artist himself. So Andrea Bocelli, 30, it's a celebration. We've got it for 1 week. So go pick a time and go see this one. It's really neat because it's also directed by a very famous director of concert films. His name is Sam Wrench, and he did Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, which was actually a lot of people saw that last year. But he knows concerts. He knows how to put them on. He knows how to put them visually on the big screen, and I think that's very important, too. So Andrea Bocelli, 30, The Celebration. Go check this one out. It's a phenomenal 3-night concert that they captured in about 2 hours on screen. So go check that one out.
Now, you talked about Red One coming out November 15th at theaters, but you've got some other big, major blockbusters coming out also in November.
Yeah, there's some tremendous movies coming out. The week before Thanksgiving, you are going to see two titans battle it out at the box office, and the first is Wicked. Of course, this has been a Broadway musical. Now they're bringing it back. This is the first installment of Wicked. We'll get the second installment next year as well. Phenomenal movie on screen. The visuals are fantastic. The music is fantastic. Everyone is going to love this one. So go check out Wicked. Tickets are on sale right now. And there are early access screenings going on next Wednesday, the 20th. So it opens on the 22nd. There are early access screenings on the 22nd, but it is phenomenal. Of course, you're going to see Cynthia Erivo as Elphaba. You're going to see Ariana Grande as Galinda, Jonathan Bailey as Fiero, and then also Jeff Goldblum as the Wizard. All of them do a tremendous job. Tickets are on sale now, but what I would do right now is go out and get those advance tickets, get those seats you want, because they're going quick, and Wicked is going to be the number one movie at the box office next weekend, and following behind it.
Wait, before you get to that,
yeah.
I'm still terrified of the flying monkeys. They're not going to put any flying monkeys in this film, are they? I think they probably will. I'm still, when I was a kid, I had nightmares about those flying monkeys. I think if they put him in here, they'll look even scarier. So I hope they don't put the flying monkeys in there. But anyway, go ahead. What's next?
Well, the next one, which will come in likely at a close second, although it's vying for it to become competitive with Wicked, is Gladiator 2. It has been quite some time. In fact, it's been about 25 years since we saw Gladiator, the first one with Russell Crowe. In this one, Ridley Scott comes and directs a fantastic action movie with Pedro Pascal and Paul Mescal. Let me just tell you this much. The scenes that I've seen in the Coliseum and with Gladiator fighting are some of the most fantastically directed action scenes that I have seen. There are just tons of extras in this movie, tons of extra production. Gladiator 2 is going to just be a delightful movie for anyone that enjoyed the first one. So Gladiator 2, it's going to be epic. That one comes out, actually, November 22nd. It has early showings on November 21st. Two big movies, Wicked and Gladiator, next week, that you won't want to miss.
But wait, the next week, there is even a bigger movie coming out that families have been waiting for, and it's finally coming out.
That's right. Usually the biggest movies during the Thanksgiving week are released the week before Thanksgiving, which we see that with Wicked and Gladiator 2. But perhaps the biggest November release, and it just may be the biggest release of this year yet, is going to be Moana 2. It is opening up the Wednesday before Thanksgiving with early screenings on Tuesday. Moana 2 is set for what could be the biggest Thanksgiving grossing movie ever. Right now it is tracking that it could make over Thanksgiving week somewhere between $100 to $125 million at the box office. And that's actually very phenomenal when you take a look at that. We could see this obviously be the number one movie of the year as well. Now, no one thought that, because when you look at what's been done this year, you look at Inside Out 2 made over $600 million at the box office this summer. And now you're looking at Moana 2. Disney had $2 billion global movies this year. One was Inside Out 2. The other one was Deadpool and Wolverine. And everyone's taking a look at this and saying Moana 2 could cross $1 billion at the global box office as well. People are primed for this movie. It could be the biggest Thanksgiving week movie release of all time. And I'll tell people, get your tickets now for these three big films, Wicked, Gladiator 2, Moana. They're all coming out in the next couple weeks, and they're all going to be tremendous movies to talk about.
Is the song Reflections from the original Moana? I'm trying to remember. The young girl I take piano lessons with, she's 11 years old, and she plays much better than I do. And one of the songs she plays all the time is Reflections. I think it's from the original Moana, and she plays it so beautifully on the piano. And then I come along and, you know, play Hot Cross Buns, because that's all I know. But, yeah, it's some really nice. You know, the smartest thing Disney ever did was buy Pixar. Because that's, I don't know who, let him take some extra money out of petty cash, because that was a big decision. Now, you have a list of some of the other Thanksgiving movies over the years, right? Do you have that list?
Well, yes, and there have been big movies that have been released the week before and then carry over and do very well. But Thanksgiving week itself, when you really look at what's been number one at the box office that's been released during Thanksgiving week, most of them are animated. In fact, the top five are animated movies. As I mentioned, though, think about this. Moana 2 is going to do perhaps between $100 and $125 million. Those are estimates right now. And when you look at the top five movies that have been released over Thanksgiving weekend, this is their grosses. So Coco was released in 2017. It brought in $51 million. Ralph Breaks the Internet, another animated picture, it brought in $56 million. The first Moana movie brought in just shy of $57 million in 2016. Toy Story 2 brought in $57 million in 1999. And the first Frozen brought in $67 million in 2013. Now, all of those movies released during Thanksgiving week and just had very long legs. They played all the way through the December holiday season as well. But take a look at that. The top grossing movie released during Thanksgiving week was $67 million in 2013 with Frozen. Moana 2 is looking to double that. So that's very phenomenal. And as I just read at the top five, animated movies do very, very well during Thanksgiving week with families looking for something to do.
Okay, quick review. This weekend, we've got two movies totally different on the spectrum. The best Christmas pageant ever, highly recommended for the family, you said, right?
That's exactly right. The best Christmas pageant ever. It's a PG movie. Anyone can go see this movie. Everyone will love it. And then The Terrifying Heretic, rated R, not a family film, but certain members of your family will certainly enjoy watching it with you.
And there's an upcoming sneak preview of the new Christmas movie, Red One, which is a it's a family film.
That's right. It's an action movie. It's rated PG-13. Stars Dwayne Johnson, J.K. Simmons, and Chris Evans. And then don't forget, for you music fans, Andrea Bocelli, 30, is also out this whole week.
All right, my friend, and don't forget, if you get a chance, Godzilla Minus One Minus Color. I'm telling you, I was very disappointed in some films I saw this past summer, but that one kind of made good all the bad ones I saw because I loved it. All right, my friend, we'll